Zayin, Diyun Objektivi. You have to think things through objectively. So let's just, we went further, but let's just track back. We haven't learned for quite a while together. Sometimes, most times, we don't even pay attention. People can argue for hours and not even know what they're arguing about. They don't know what they're talking about. The next time you find yourself in an argument, listen carefully to what's going on. Don't accept anything the way it sounds in the beginning. Don't ask, even if you think you understand what the other guys are arguing about, don't accept that as final until you've really, really understood. Try to understand what's going on behind the scenes here. Very often you'll find that what's going on here is very, very different to what you thought in the beginning. You've got to go behind the scenes. For example, he gives an example here. Hamashgiach shelo mafsik la'ir li kol hayom, hu soine oti, hu lo ma'arich shum davar sheni oseh. He feels that his mashgiach hates him and he doesn't value him. So then you say to him, let's go see if we can find the inner reason why he's behaving to you like this. So, who lo evoti? Who stam ma'aliv? He doesn't love me. Insulting me. He's stubbing horrible. Nasa shuv. Try go a little bit deeper. Ah, so, be'etzim afil o shanil loimet. And maybe he's upset because I'm not learning. Ko'ev lo shanim ba'zez et azman. Maybe it upsets him that I'm wasting my life. You know, starts off with he hates me. Yeah, that's why he's on my head the whole time, right? Why is the father nudniking his son? Why is the father telling his son, listen, kid, you know, get on with your life? Because he hates you, right? That's why your father's on your head, right? Right, maybe because he really cares about me and he can't stand to watch me wasting my life. Which one is it? So the first reaction is, my father's thumb hates me. Look, he's always nudniking me, yeah? Stop thinking. Is that objective? Is that real? But those are obviously very crude, basic examples, right? But you'll see many, many situations. That's what's going on. Ulay Hashani Magish, Hulo Marichoti, or Hulo Botechbi. Sometimes the person feels that you don't value him or you don't trust him. Kabela Tamesa, Lord Raket Tamilim. Understand the message that's going on here, not just the words. Bare, Ma Nakuda. What's really the Nakuda here? Ma Mashmois Shela, or Ma Ze Doish Mimeni. What's really the understanding here? And what does that Machayev me to do? What am I being asked for here? When you're in the middle of discussing something with somebody, you often find yourself, what's the first thing you do? Busy coming up with answers. As the guy's talking, you're already cooking up answers to what he's saying, right? Don't do that. While the other guy's speaking, you get out the way. You just clear yourself out the picture completely and listen to what he's saying. Don't criticize it, don't judge it, don't analyze it, just hear what he's being said. Tamshich lishol ma. Oh yeah, what do you mean? Sorry, can you explain? I don't understand this. What do you mean by this? Kach toicha lagalot she tamid yeish roibet amok yoisim yizeh adirulayim. You can always find something deeper at a friend in South Africa. Whenever he used to say something to me, he wouldn't just say yes, no, whatever. He'd always say, well, I want to say, let me try and understand what you're saying, right? And he'd like paraphrase back to me what I said. It never ever sounded like what I was trying to say. So then I would say, no, this is what I mean. He'd go, okay, so let me see now. So if that's true, then how are you going to understand this? Look, I stopped speaking to him after a while. He had to think too much when he spoke to him. But that's the ikka. That's what a good friend is. A good friend is, it helps you clarify what he's saying. He didn't just judge what I said and say, no, that's nonsense. No, that's right. Yeah, I agree. That's brilliant. Or, Narish Kak. Look, the Mamish would analyze or whatever, and he wouldn't speak, and he wouldn't have an opinion until the Mamish was sure that he understood what he said. A very powerful thing there. That's what Chavusa is about, really. When you remember Chavusa, that's what you're supposed to do. Nothing else. Just, are you really sure you've understood what your Chavrusa said? When you're 100% sure, and he's 100% sure that you've understood him, and you think you understand him, then you can analyze what he's saying. But most times we shock up the Chavrusa, we don't even know what he said. And 10 minutes later, but that's what I said, you dumb. No, that's not what you said. Well, that's what I just said 10 minutes ago. B'derech hazo yitzayt lefachot liyoyt betuchim, at least you can agree, if you do this, you'll be sure that you're talking about the right thing. when you understand what the idea is, what the subject is that the argument's about, then go over and explain to the other person how you understand what this nakudi is. Say it over in your own words. Nasalish tamesh bereyonot meshelacha amanat latzig es hanakuda habasis bedvarav shel hashayil. Try and use your own ideas, your own words, in order to get the basic idea across in your words to the other guy. Exactly what learning Torah is about, right? Exactly, this applies to any argument, but how much more so in Torah? You see why this is such an important ingredient in trying to understand Hashem's Torah. Chazanish says this is the Ika Avoyed in learning Torah. Being able to paraphrase back to your Chumash or what you think he said and what you think the Gemara is saying and to understand it and go back and make sure that you've got clarity. It's not just like vague, well, this is what I think he's saying. Zu derech mitzuyenet livchoin at kama ve'etzem avona ha'meseh shel chaverchon. This is a mitzuyan way to determine whether you really understood the subject that your friend's talking about. Ve'yitazor lecha liskor leifnim oto. It'll also help you to internalize it and to remember the subject. Al tie robot. One of the Ten Commandments that we got yesterday. Yeah, don't be a robot. Ha'atzlut otzeres atorah. What gets in the way of this? What really stops us from doing this? It's brilliant. Nobody in this room would say, nah, that's nonsense. I don't agree. Everybody wants to be able to have that clarity, right? So what stops us? Laziness. Ba'alechayim mishtamshim be'evara gufam b'derech ha'toyvi b'yoysim yefsha. The animal world, if you look at the animal world, you see that they use the limbs that Hashem gave them in the best possible way, right? Knafayim, zroyet, gav. Look at a bird, look how well he uses the wings he's got, look how well he uses his beak, yeah? Have you seen watch birds how they crack open seeds? Yeah, look at animals, how well they use the kalim they've got. Aval Adam, nichshal leitim krevis v'ayfen hashimush, b'kli atoy v'yosu sheyesh lo. B'mach. The one kli that we don't use properly is our brains. Look at what an unbelievable brain a human being has. If we would use our brains as well as birds use their wings, we would also fly. No, we don't use our brains properly. Bnei Adam muchanim lashkia kol ma'amet al menas shelo lachshov. We spend an enormous amount of energy. Yeah, don't call me being lazy. You know how much effort I spent in order not to get out of bed? You know how hard it was not to get out of bed? You know how hard it was not to think? Spend a lot of energy, just don't think. Don't think. Ata yoichel lilmoid b'meshech kama sha'ot v'az mishu sholot chama lamadata. Person can learn for 4 hours and someone will say, what did you learn? But I'm how much time were you spent learning? You spent 4 hours learning. What did you learn? Zilch, nothing. You remember vaguely that there was a kash on the ritva or something. Yeah, there was a duke, or whatever. Something about Malkus, I think, maybe, yeah, whatever. What was really the Nakuda? Yeah, you're right, it's very pleasant not to put in too much effort. What did you learn new today? What do you remember? What did you use that time for? Zilch, own nothing. Start thinking, start analyzing. Check, analyze what's going on around you. And change this, turn this into minag, into action. You read a newspaper, if you do that still, or you read a book. You had a conversation. You went on a teal. Everything you do should have some value to it, some depth to it, and some value. Chashuv mirosh, my mataralacha. You're going on a teal. Fun. What's my goal? Why am I going on this teal? Mata roitze lahasig me'adako es habos. What am I going to do? I'm sitting down to learn our Gemara for an hour. What do I hope to achieve in this hour? Mata chola fik me. What are you going to extract from this hour? What are you going to use it for? And at the end of the hour, ask yourself, no, so what did I learn? Summarize. What nakuda can I take away from here that I learned that I can apply, internalize my life and apply? Can I use this for something? im lo tenase la'av in liyomoy b'kol dover ata'ol lishe mebulbo kol chayecha. If you don't extract clarity from everything you learn, you'll stay foggy for the rest of your life. L'mashal adam poitem avoda. Adam poitem avoda. Person got fired from work, right? Shalame oto ma lemanata. What did you learn? Vana lemanati amon. Achshav ani yodei sheyef shali smoich al ma'asikim. Lemanati yashani lo hatipus bishvil krile mutzlochas. What did you learn? You learned that you can't rely on the boss. You also learned that he's not cut out for being successful. That's just not he's a failure, right? Shaila ma'asikim hu gehenem. That being in the corporate world is gehenem. You could be right. That's what he learned. That's what he's supposed to learn. That's not what's going on, yeah? Before he got fired, he should have already understood that he wasn't doing his job properly, and he should have gone and tried to find out how to do a job properly, how to run this business properly. You don't go into a business and then you get fired and you learn, yeah, business is not for me. Before he went into business, he should have made some effort to learn how you do business, yeah? He should have gone and tried to understand, how do you be matzliach in this kind of job? Go find someone who was matzliach and ask him for some advice. Yeah. In turn, avodas Hashem, this perspective is much, much more important. The shayla shel bechiras or madas. It's a question of clarity or death. We're talking about life and death, we're talking about Torah and Avodah. Zu hakav k'mashmois hamila maves hi oivden hakoro muchlet. What is death? Death means you're unconscious. We walk around this world unconscious. Hakoro chelkis hi maves chelkis. Partial unconsciousness is partial death. If you're half dead, then you're dead. Or shata yadei l'shem ma'ata chai. Either you know what you're living for, and you know what you want, and you know what you enjoy, or shata chay kemo robot, or you're a robot. There's not a middle path here. You either know what you're living for, or you don't. And if you don't know what you're living for, you're a robot. You get up in the morning, you go through the motions, you do what you do, you go to bed at night. But at the end of the day, what did you achieve? Did you get close to your goals or further from your goals? Are you closer to your mission statement or further from your mission statement? Well, if I had a mission statement, I'd be able to tell you. But since I don't, so it wasn't a bad day. Yeah. Ups and downs, whatever. Not a bad day. What did you achieve? Yeah, I did some good things. It's not some good things. Not enough. We know that's not enough. Yeah, you can't do stock taking if you don't know what the bottom line is. If you don't know what you're living for, you don't know if you've achieved what you're living for. L'shem kach anu zekukim lehagdorot. Because of this, we need definitions. We need classifications. Hey, mesapkus lanu es hamabat habora lachaim. Hey, no tenens lanu biris. Having clear-cut definitions of who you are, where you're going, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what your pleasures are, gives you the ability to know and to get to where you want to get. Gives you clarity. We're so used to living in darkness, okay, that the concept of clarity doesn't even bother us. We think we have clarity. So the guy was born in a dark basement. So his whole life he lives in a dark basement thinking that that's as light as it gets. He's taking upstairs, he's showing the sun, he goes, wow, 20 years, he didn't know, but he thought he was living in light. You live like a robot your whole life, you actually think you think you're thinking, you think you've got clarity. Chochmas HaTayre, bottle of Memches. Hadoros Nechoynes, Chashuvas B'michad Kashi'an Elohim D'mitoich HaTayre Kedosha. Having clear-cut definitions becomes critical when you're learning Torah Kedoshah. Musogim amukim la'in shir klulibo. You're learning subjects that are infinite. There's no end to understanding these concepts. Litim krevus mutsafonim rayonois amukim b'toich milim svurois. Very often you're encountering very deep concepts that are squeezed into very few words. Look at one Rashi. Worlds and worlds, buckets, books have been written on 2 words of Rashi. Kol mila v'toyra nivchor b'zichirus v'noises mashmois pnimis amuka. Every word in the Torah was chosen with a clarity and carefulness that we can't even begin to imagine. We can't imagine when a Rishon sat down to put pen to paper how much cheshbon went into one word. And one word extra changes the whole Torah. We have no musag of that. If a kol bochum medaber leino, ein sofer shanachnu muchrochim lahavin eitiv ma'u omeh. If Hashem comes to talk to you, it becomes critically important to understand what he's saying, right? Kanachnu medabrim ala Torah, anachnu medabrim ve'etzam lal nitzchiyas v'la kol bochum. When we talk about the Torah, we're talking about eternity, we're talking about a kol bochum. אנחנו לא יכולים להרשות לעצמנו טויס בשטח זה של החיים. This is not a place where you can allow yourself, you know, like room for error. Yeah, whatever, so I didn't understand properly, but I got the rough idea. I know more what it's talking about. What are you talking about? Would you go to a brain surgeon who behaves like that? Yeah? Would you let a dentist work on your teeth to function according to those processes? Of course not. That's stupid. Tols ba'avana Torah, he's tols kritit. Tols shulchai. Making a mistake in an aspect of Torah is life and death. Tols lenetzach, and not just that, it's an internal mistake. If you think that this is mutter on Shabbos and it turns out it wasn't, that's an internal problem. It's not a, you know, it's not dealing with your bank manager for 120 years. This is a real, real long-term issue. Im teite letisa lereach v'chalalit tamri b'kivun kimat nachon. You set out on a journey to the moon, yeah? You're an astronaut. And they set the computer to send it out kimat right. Yeah? Not 100%, whatever. Don't be such an obsessive compulsive. You know, you don't have to be 100%, more or less, you set it right. Besia kala shel chel kikamala begalal eze shutos mit matit kantante ata ibud becholo. You could land up, who knows where you'll land up. You know, you missed the moon by half a meter. You know where you could land up? I'm not sure I understood half the words you used here, but whatever. We more or less understand what he's saying. Yeah, we do. But Erech, we know what's going on, right? V'day la'avim kol mila la'ini l'shoyel shuv v'shuv ma. Just to keep asking ma, what does this mean? How does this work? What's going on here? Then I say la'am chishlo is be'ezes dugma. I don't understand what you're saying by coming up with a dugma. But Torah Kedoshim of fear mitzvah. V'yedat es Hashem. There's a mitzvah that Torah says V'yedat es Hashem. You have to know Hashem. Three words. V'yedat es Hashem. Tishol mazu mitzvah. Mazeh yediyah. Mazeh Hashem. Anyone you got a good definition for Hashem for me? Baruch Hashem. No, define Hashem. Use the word all the time. Got a definition? No. Got a definition for Hashem?
All powerful.
Yeah.
Commanding everything. The name. So provider. Provider of existence.
He didn't create the world.
Of course.
Oh, so he's the creator as well.
It's everything.
No, I'm just saying. Call me Coco. You got a definition for Ava? You got a definition for Hashem? You know what you're doing? No. Prepare. I mean, I'm not. Listen. I love my dog. I mean, I know what it means to love. Come on, Hashem, God, yeah. Created the world, continues to create the world, continues to provide. Hashkoch HaPratis. Bore et mashmoyis musogi ayesod kedei chetoicha lagir amesa pnimi. Try and understand and define and clarify what this is, so you can get to the innermost point of what it is you're discussing. Bore some sogim kedai shetuchel agalot rayonot amukim yoisel avodas Hashem paneach es hatzofen. Reveal that which is hidden, but clarify more and more and more what my avodas Hashem about. Noisa etzad acharon umachria hakped lishol et atzmacha tamid. Achshav kashani meivin ma ba'etzen ani oimer la'esusim zeh. And finally, when you do finally think you've understood something, ask yourself, now that I've understood it properly, what am I going to do with it? Because if you've just understood it in the same as the realm of theory, so then what good is it to me? I spent all this time clarifying and working out and understanding what this means. So now what are you going to do with it? What am I going to do with this? Okay, that's the end of that chapter. Let's just have, we've got a bit of time here. Yeah, we've got a few minutes just to go through the seven summaries that we have in order to acquire B'Shmias HaOizen. Just remember the first of the ten summaries in the first chapter, just so we don't forget it, was get your mission statement sorted out. Yo, what are you living for? Get it clear. Okay, so number one in the summary is Hakshava v'sheket teluim zeh b'zeh. Hakshava, attention, yeah? Concentration perhaps. That's rikuz. What's Hakshava? Attention. Listening, paying attention, yeah. And silence are dependent down there. Mashmoy samila haskat. What's haskat? Sachas. You got it there, Aaron? I don't know what that word is. Hey, Samachav Tes. Anyway, what it means is to pay attention and also to keep quiet. You know what that word is, Aaron? I don't know what it is. Anyway, it means to listen and keep quiet. Just keep quiet and listen. There's a word in Hebrew for that. A second. Okay. Which means what? You have to quieten the mind. When someone's talking, you're trying to understand something, don't filter it through your babbling in your head. Keep quiet and listen to really what's being said. It's an amazing thing. Have you ever listened to how you listen? It's a fascinating exercise. Try and just pay attention to how you listen when someone else is talking. What's going on in your head? It's a very difficult job. Real listening, it's almost impossible job. That's what makes the Gedol Yisrael such good balaitzes. Because he actually heard what you said. He wasn't faulting what you say through what he thinks you should have been saying or what he thinks, or he actually hears what you say. When he's heard what you've said, no, I can take what you've said and I can filter it through my experience or my knowledge. But when he's listening, he's mamash listening. Try and grasp the picture in totality in the correct way. Especially when you're mixing in emotions. Try and get clarity without all the emotional upheaval. Al tipul l'milkudet shel ani atahu. Don't fall into the trap of I, he, you. The I, you, he game. Be very clear about who's I, who's he, who's you. Try to find and clarify who's who in this game. The law of Doris Burris, without clear definitions, ata'olu l'ramot et atzmachas. If you don't have clear definitions, you're lying to yourself. You're deceiving yourself. V'lachshov sh'atacha chayim ruchniyim v'amitim. You can think that you're living a real spiritual emistic life. B'shaz sh'lamaysa ata'obud b'cholo. When really you're lost in the void. You're lost on the moon, yeah? You're a robot. Space robot. So don't fool yourself. Get the definitions clear and be honest and open. Where am I really holding? That's real. That's very, very, that's that hardcore work that we speak about often in the Musavadim. Get real. Where am I really holding? In the Torah, there are hidden the most unbelievable vessels, vehicles that we need in order to live a valid life. Check out, am I really getting to the depths of the subject that I'm learning? This is number 6, by the way, sorry. There's no reason for an argument. Don't get into an argument if you don't really know what the argument's about. There's no real reason to learn if you don't know what you've learned. Obviously, you have to still learn. I wouldn't stop learning in order to arrive at a deep understanding of learning. Learn, but just what am I learning here? I'll tell you what the biggest problem we have today. We're so busy learning, we don't have time to think. I see it all the time. So busy learning and learning, and I know so much, but I never ever stop to think.
What I'm learning, or
anything. First of all, what did I learn? What does this tell me? What's important, right? Is how am I applying this into my world? Is the way I'm applying this maybe contradicting other things that I'm applying as well? How am I dealing with conflicting halachas? I know this and I know this. And I know they're both true and both valid, but they seem to contradict each other. So which one do I apply? How do I apply them? What are my priorities? What's important? What's at the right? What's at the bottom? What's a minute? What's a chumrah? Am I really thinking about how I'm activating and applying what I'm learning in my life? How does what goes in come out? don't have time to think. We live very busy lives. Who's got time to think? I'm too busy living. I haven't got time to think. So the good old days where a person would think carefully and analyze things through. The Chazanish spent 3 weeks learning the first Mishnah in Shkias. Anybody here prepared to do that? Yeah? After 20 minutes, you move on, right? I've got to acquire more and more and more. Who's got time to actually think? Thinking takes time. Time's money. I haven't got time for that. There's no reason to go out and do something if you don't really know what it is you're trying to produce. No idiot would build a factory and get all the machinery in and get everything set up if he doesn't know what he wants to produce at the end of the day, right? You try and get a bank loan for a factory if you don't tell the bank manager what actually you want to make in this factory. You can bring in the most sophisticated machinery, self-maintenance, the most unbelievable machinery that was ever invented, right? But if you can't tell the guy what you're going to produce with it at the end of the day, no one's going to bankroll your effort. What do you mean? You know how good this machine is? You know, this machine is unbelievable. You can't even yarrow it. It's so genius. You never have to maintain it. Nothing ever needs no maintenance. Yeah? Half price. Do you know what a bargain this is? Yeah, but what does it make this machine? I don't know. Don't bother me with the detail. You're going to get money? You lend a guy money like that to start a factory? So what are you doing if you don't know what it is that you're trying to achieve? Zecho, in tishtamesh v'oiz necho, l'shmir, effektivit, l'orech sherish chayecho, if you will use your ears to understand, to hear properly, effective listening for the rest of your life, at oshi v'ushar, then you are wealthy and happy. You're an oshi with an ayin and with an aleph. It's very hard work for some. Beis Hashem will start tomorrow, not tomorrow, on Sunday, Beis Hashem Derech Gimel, which is Arichus Fasai, long lips. Soid Ha'avona Amuka. So how do you go about getting these depths of understanding? That's what should be bothering us now. How do we go about doing this? So we'll see, you need long lips.
Let's
go, this is this.